Hello and welcome to That's What She Said, in which I solve your life. I've looked at a lot of formulas and programs in my day, and I've looked at suggestions for productivity, and it's always felt like there was something missing. Because in my mind, there are three types of time, and it seems like only two of them are ever accounted for. So I'm just going to tell you my take on it, and then you can agree or disagree. In my mind, the three types of time are magic time, muggle time, and money time. So magic time is when you do your actual work in the world, whatever that is, and it probably involves making of some kind. So you're writing, editing, teaching, sketching, recording, painting, photographing, capturing. In some way, you are creating, and that creating is what fuels your business. So that is when you do your real work. That it seems like we all make time for every day, but that can easily go to the back burner, but we still make time for it. Then there's muggle work, which is anything that is urgent, but typically not important. So we're talking about clearing your email inbox, submitting paperwork, editing words or images, submitting your work to places, uploading, downloading, organizing, categorizing. Anything that involves meticulous attention to detail, but doesn't necessarily move the ball forward in terms of your life's work or what you feel to be important at the moment, it's muggle work. So it needs really careful boundaries around it, really hard limits, and you need to be able to say enough is enough, or muggle work can easily just take over your whole day. You're playing on social media, you're checking your email, you're communicating with clients, you're making phone calls, you're doing all of these things, and they don't actually. At the end of the day, you don't have anything to show for them because urgent and important aren't the same. So there's magic time, there's muggle time, which we all have every day. There's no escaping it, and that's okay. But it tends to bleed into and make us forget about money time, which is the part that actually makes you money in your business, which is so easy to skip. Here's why. Because we might work on something and work on something and work on something and not actually say anything about it for days or weeks or months. I was talking to a client and she said that she feels like everything, she's doing everything she can for her business and nothing is working. So I said, talk to me about everything. And she said she's decided to create a new website and she's been fiddling with that for a few hours a day, every day of the week for the last few weeks. In the meantime, she hasn't blogged in like 14 weeks. She hasn't posted to any social media platform. She hasn't emailed her list. She hasn't asked for referrals. She hasn't networked in any capacity with clients or colleagues. She's been doing invisible work. This money work part, because we think, like, oh, I've done so much work today. I've done my muggle work. All my emails are answered. I've done my real work. Like, I wrote seven paragraphs. But money work is making the work that you've done visible. When I write and don't share a sentence, it's invisible. If I paint and don't share my progress, it's invisible. If I record a podcast and don't actually publish it, it's invisible. And that's okay. Like, I can record podcasts and publish them a week later. But if I just choose to record 10 episodes and publish none of them, they're all invisible. And only visible work can make you money. So if there's something that you did 6 months ago and you never shared it, it can't make you money until it's visible. The class that you've been planning but never chose a date for, invisible. The program that you're launching soon but it doesn't have a date, so it's just quote unquote soon, it's invisible. And invisible work can't make you money. Also, it's easier, especially for introverts, to do invisible work. I would much rather design a website every fucking day of the week than tell you that you can sign up for Dominatrixing because there's one spot left in April, two spots left in May. You can just click on Work With Me in the Brandcamp blog header. I would rather redesign my website again than tell you that M School is available. M School is if you feel like muggle tactics and strategies are like off or dull or boring or broken or dumb, or if you feel broken, you're not alone because people who are magic don't do business like pure muggles do, and I am happy to help you straddle both worlds. So, yes, we're gonna need muggle strategies, but first we have to do the deep, hard, rewarding, lovely work of uncovering your magical talents and then bringing them to light before we can muggle your business. If you muggle first, all is lost. It leads to really frustrating cycles of feeling like broken and just broke. like money broke, exhausted, hopeless, frustrated, horrible, because even the best muggle advice is still muggle advice. And I promise you, magic and muggle businesses are not run the same way, even though objectively they might seem to be. There is deep work that goes into being and remaining magic. So M-School involves 4 weeks of M-School lessons, and we're going to bring more magic and meaning into your life, then meet up at Harry Potter World to answer your questions and drink butterbeer. Duh. If you can't make it to Orlando, you get a 15-minute lightning bolt call with me instead. So don't tell me you're not buying a freaking ticket because you're not able to freaking make it to freaking Orlando, because then you just get a little one-on-one time with me instead. And we can do a shit ton in 15 minutes. So where have you been doing invisible work? Yes, absolutely. I'm working on the M-School curriculum, and I'm working on M-School classes and M-School interviews. And oh, fuck me. I forgot to do my money work, which is post about M-School on Facebook, post about it on Instagram, email people about it, talk about it on the podcast. It's also hard because the money work and the visible work are also the work that you're the most hesitant to share because they actually matter. So when I do ghostwriting projects, those are other people's most visible work coming into the world. And so I can push those all day and write for them and market them and help with them. It's no problem because it's not my heart. So the closer something is to your heart, the harder it is to share, and the more likely you are to just avoid doing the money work to make your real work visible. So in any given day, you've got magic time, which is when you're doing your real work, whatever you deem that to be. You've got muggle time, which is when you take very detailed and meticulous care of all of the necessities of being alive and in business. And you've got money time or money work, which is when you make the work that you've done for the day visible. And you remind people that you are not invisible, your work is not invisible, and that they should probably give you money now. Cool? So if you do this every day for a week, you will see changes because you're bringing your work into the world and you're not just like, yeah, of course I do that. Everybody knows that. Number one, they don't. Number two, we want to see what you're doing today. Number three, you have to push your own limits every day. That's what being magic is about. That's what being in business is about. You're learning to push your own limits. Some people make business all about money. I make business about pushing your own limits and making more meaning in your life. That's all I can offer you. And that's all M-School can offer you, which is at brandcampblog.com/M-School, or it's in the sidebar, or it's in the top menu bar, or it's in the footer. Like, fucking go check out M-School. Come play with me. Let's talk about being magic in business. And in the meantime, please, please, please take your work and make it visible. You got your magic work, your muggle work, your money work. Do your money work, make it visible. I promise that you're beautiful and I would love, love, love to see it. You can email me, brandcamponline@gmail.com. You can Instagram me, kkelp. You can Facebook me, facebook.com/brandcamp. Tell me about your visible work. Tell me how you're making yourself visible. Got any questions about M-School? brandcampblog.com/M-School. Now go, 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 go. Invisible work can't make you money. So go let your work make you money. I love you so much. Next week, I have such goodness for you. I can't even fucking wait to share. Until then, have a fucking miraculous week. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.